Really hoping for some great weather on Saturday, Jerry Rigney, because you've got a big day out there with folks who want to make their house look better or be safer, or a lot of things, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a wonderful day coming up on Saturday. We'll make Danville shine.
Danville Farmers Market, we've been doing this for 6 years. The city started this. I think City Council put this together, didn't they?
Yes, that's correct. And they've been supportive ever since, and we got to get ready for those hot dogs they're going to be serving down there this Saturday, too.
That's right, because if you want somebody to go somewhere on a Saturday, even if it's really good for them like this, you got to feed them. So.
Well, people love to eat, you know that.
Yes, and also you wanted to bring the kids so they can take their time. So at the big Farmers Market Make Danville Shine Expo on Saturday from 7:30 to noon, go ahead and put that in your smartphone, 7:30, just to Make Danville Shine. Just write Shine. You'll remember what it is. Shine Saturday morning.
That's right.
You've got things for the kids to do there,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of crafts and artwork and things that they can be painting and doing. So, absolutely. We've got plenty for the kids. Bring the kids down. Bring yourself down. Learn about all the different vendors that's going to be there to teach you and show you how to fix your home, make home repairs, and beautify your home for Danville.
And you are, for people who haven't built a business here in town, for people who've built a business in the last 10 or 15 years, they know you very well. Director of, is it inspection division there?
That's correct.
So until that, you can't open the doors of a business until Jerry says, yeah, this will do.
35 years.
35 years. Now, how often does city code change and you've got to keep up with all that?
Every 3 years.
Wow. So you go to some serious homework every 3 years, right?
Every 3 years, I got about 12 books you have to read through.
12? Now, but I'm sure as the inspector, aren't you a part of that process along with engineers and things like that?
Absolutely. We have our own organization that worked very diligently and had the codes drawn up and put together and approved by the state of Virginia.
And since most people are interested, especially guys who like to build things, handymen like I do, generally, what changes every 3 years? What do you discover about every 3 years that you modify? What are some things you've changed that you realize are safer, things like that?
Well, last few years, they've changed a lot about taking some things that does not require permitting. Also, some of the seismic weather, wind conditions also change a lot.
So in other words, and seismic weather, in other words, the damage that wind can do to a structure, and with that changing, and that a lot of that goes on in Florida, too, with the hurricanes.
Oh, absolutely.
Because now they've got to have covers for all their windows down there. That's been the code. They've changed, basement codes and things like that down there.
Even the East Coast, same way.
Now, have the codes changed here that a new house has to be built into differently because of what you found out about wind and pressure and things like that?
I haven't seen the new codes. We've just started getting involved in the new codes as far as writing them up and getting them ready. But they did last year. They changed the miles per speed for the wind.
They changed the average speed here?
Yes.
Meaning it's higher now than it has been in the past?
Or that's correct.
What is the average speed here?
100 miles an hour.
Of the wind?
Yeah, that's what you build for.
Oh, that's what you build for. Okay, that's going to go on my... I've never seen a day here with a 100-mile-an-hour wind. But that's the effect of, like, if you've got a 35-mile-an-hour wind, you might have a 100-mile-an-hour gust, so you've got to build for the maximum on that, right?
That's correct.
So that means maybe some windows and the way they're mounted and doors might change a little bit?
That's correct.
Wow. Now, when's the last time that changed? When's the last time the average went up and you had to say the building's got to be tougher than it was before?
2012.
So what was it then?
It was 90.
So do you think the measurement's better, or is the wind 10 mile per hour faster on average now than it was in 2012?
Maybe they're just doing better calculations now.
Could be. And I will tell you, the reason I'm asking is because wind's a big deal, because living where I live, this also probably would affect shingles, because up there, I got tired of having shingles in the front yard every time we had a heavy wind, because, see, when you're on top of a mountain, you don't have other buildings and things to slow the wind down. So it's probably about 15, 20 higher up there. And it's not that way all the time, but in an extreme way. So I went ahead and put a roof on that won't come off. I screwed a metal roof on there. So, and this is what you do. That's interesting. Jerry and the researchers there make sure that the houses can withstand the winds. You take wind into account. I guess you take flooding into account as well, right?
Flooding, also in the river district and down in the around the river area especially.
Uh-huh. Wow. So you're the one who is the most intimately involved in buildings and structures. So with you, and Alex does the broadcast on this, when you come down there, what are some of the main things that homeowners come to for information, things they want to learn about their houses during the Make Danville Shine Expo?
Maybe just the small things. How can I do such and things? And I have this problem. I have, like an automotive, when something hears something click, 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 they make the sound or they tell you what it's about. And we try to help them understand it and how to repair it.
Now, houses, for example, that creak and have make occasional cracking sounds and stuff, that's just the wood settling and adjusting, for example, for temperatures from season to season, correct? Expanding.
That's correct. And, just temperature changes.
But what are some of the things that they ask? Trying to give an idea of what are the answers they will get if they come down, because you've got 60 vendors and home improvement experts there.
Yeah, they, if I hear the water running in my bathroom when I haven't flushed the toilet lately, what causes that and how can I fix that?
Is that where the float hasn't gone all the way to the top and shut it off?
It could be that, and also be the ball at the bottom. It shuts it off.
Yeah, and it doesn't seal the hole, so it keeps filling up.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You can give me my plumbing license. I got 1.5 of those, right? But that's what this thing is for. Council got together in 2012, and the city is set up to help you now that it's springtime. Clean up and fix up so that your house and your neighborhood will look better. And Public Works is going to be helping out with waiving fees. So how's the city going to help on this?
Absolutely. As you most know, McDowell Shine for 6 years, we will have the free pickups again this year for the whole month of May. Be sure to call Public Works, 799-5245, and reserve you a trailer so you can have it, or the week, month that you want it, the week or day you would like to have it. Also,
so free pickups means large items that normally wouldn't be free.
Anything, put anything on the street,
and you can put it on the street.
That's right, and in the dumpster.
Okay, so what you're saying is they will bring a dumpster by and let it sit there for a day or two while you fill it up.
That's correct. We want the whole neighborhood. We want it filled up to the brim.
How about that? Everybody, fill up the dumpster. Have a fill up the dumpster cookout for the neighborhood.
That would be very nice.
A Danville Make Danville Shine cleanup party for your neighborhood. And you know who we're talking to. You know you need that. So what else is the city going to do?
Oh, we got the expo. Don't forget the expo. We got T-shirts to give out, a lot of cotton candy, a lot of information to give out, a lot of good vendors going to be done this year. So come on down and visit, walk through, enjoy the time. We're going to have a lot of fun. The kids, bring the kids, like we said earlier. It's always a great time.
Contractors will be there. It's like if you've always wanted to have a sunroof in your house, there'll be contractors there who can give you answers to those questions. Now, I'd make a suggestion. If they're thinking about doing something like windows or redoing a roof or putting a sunroof in, get your phone out, take a picture of the house so that when you're asking a contractor, they can get a better idea of what it would cost.
Exactly. Don't forget the Master Gardener is going to be there, Cooperative Extension. There'll be a lot of different programs being showing you how to do things, with some cooking maybe going on down that, other than what the hot dogs are.
Very good. Absolutely. So this is going to be at the Farmer's Market, Make Danville Shine. This is sort of the kickoff to this. Now, the things that the city is doing, like they're going to waive the fees and restrictions on household trash, yard debris, and appliance disposal, that kind of thing, that's the entire month of May, correct?
That's correct.
Normally, I live in the county. Normally, if you put a washing machine out on the street, what would the charge be for the garbage man? Well, he couldn't pick it up.
I think they have white products. They charge like $30 to $50 a piece to pick up.
Mm-hmm. But they leave you a case of Diet Coke or Tab there to thank you for the money, right? No, yeah. I don't think so. And let me ask, we're talking to Jerry Rigney this morning. He's the director of inspections in Danville. If you change a business or build a business, if you put a new washer in your sink and it's a business... Actually, at what level of change is it required for you to come in and sign off and say, ain't that pretty?
Well, most time when you're adding something specific like...
Structural?
Structural is one good piece of it. Mm-hmm. Changing out electrical panels.
Oh, yeah.
The mechanical HVAC equipment. Putting gas appliances in.
That's where you come in.
Yep.
In other words, anything that would make your building collapse or catch fire, you're going to get interested, right?
I'm there to help.
Exactly, because, I mean, when the inspector's up and I was putting it in a deck, apparently you guys get a lot of guff, because he said, I'm not here to interfere. I said, I'm glad you're here, because you're going to make those contractors do it right, so I won't fall and break a leg just because they wanted to save money.
That's right. That's why we have McDowell Shine, so they can come in and ask the questions when it goes click, 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 thump, thump.
There you go. There you go. And you can talk. Yeah, now, you are going to be. Yeah, you're going to be there.
Absolutely. All day.
If you want to meet somebody who's responsible for the safety of large buildings downtown, and really. Now, do you have to inspect homes or just businesses?
No, we do a residential and commercial.
So before a house has a for sale sign put on it, a new house, you have to check it, right?
Well, it has to be CO'd. That's correct. Everything's inspected and approved.
So now, what does CO mean? Checked and what?
Certificate of occupancy.
Certificate. Oh, in other words, you now have permission for somebody other than the mice to live in the house, right?
That's correct.
Okay, Jerry Rigney, thank you so much. It's been fun. 6 years. Look forward to seeing you on the 7th. And I think you brought a T-shirt in over there. Oh, you brought me. Did somebody tell you I never cleaned my house? You've brought me two buckets, rubber gloves.
We won't get you started on the right foot cleaning up.
That's funny. Thank you, sir.